Yeah, so you've obviously always had the Aboriginals, but after 1975, you've been getting these Asians coming in and others.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I looked at a census that was done in 1933, and they didn't really have a proper census of how many Aboriginals there were in the country, but it was in the tens of thousands. And I don't know whether it was 10,000 or whether it was 50,000, but it was probably around 10,000, 10 or 20,000. And there, they counted at the time, they counted basically Australia wasn't just white, and I'm not going to be divisive here. I'm not trying to be divisive, but Australia wasn't just white. It was also basically only Northwestern European. So it was very Anglo-Celtic dominated. And the migration that we had was almost entirely sort of Germanic and Scandinavian. And they counted in the census that I read in the early 30s that there was, of the what they regarded a non-Australian core, you know, Northwestern population, there was, I think, 10 or 15,000 Italians, and there was 20,000 Chinese. And that was a country with 6.5 million people. And that was the diversity back then. That's what they considered the non-core Australians.
Yeah, it's a good ratio, I think.
Yeah, so there was only 20,000 Chinese back then, and those 20,000 Chinese were in the country pre-colonial. So they were the leftovers from the British allowed, you know, the Mongolians to come in by the boatload to mine gold out of the mountains and compete against the white man. And that's why Australia was regarded as a white nation. That's why it founded itself as a white nation, because, you know, you had these actual violent rebellions where, you know, workers, you know, white workers, the white working class rose up against the British establishment and said, no, like, we're not here to share this land with these slaves that you're bringing in. You're farming these people in here so that you can farm gold off them. And that's not what we're about. This isn't some land for the British Empire's plunder. Like, this is a new nation. This is what we're doing here. And so, you know, they were leftovers from the slaves that the British allowed into the country to pay the mining tax and dig more gold out of the ground. So what, like, the history in Australia of these globalists, you know, back then it was the British Empire. Now it's, I guess you could call it, Judeo-American Empire, you know, but the, you know, the history of globalism, you know, in Australia is very rich, and our fight against globalism.